But of course, the Bake Off is on tonight. Forget the Bake Off, though. The big baking competition this week. Game of Scones. Now, yesterday I had the former Great British Bake Off winner, Nancy Birtwistle, on the show, chatting all about scones, giving us some hints and tips, my secret weapon. Joe, you've come up with a secret weapon yourself.
Yeah. Well, I was having a think of who I know who can bake a bit. And so, of course, I've gone to my Grandma Mary.
Good morning, Grandma Mary.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. So, oh, good Lord. What's going on
there? That's the dog in the background.
That's the dog in the background. Okay, okay.
That's the dog. That's Ellie.
Oh, right, okay, okay. So, is Joe a good grandson?
He's a very good grandson, yes.
Is he?
We don't see him quite as often as we'd like, but he's a very good grandson.
Joe, you've got to go and see your gran more often.
I know. I'm a very busy man, though.
Well, that's no excuse, is it, Grandma Mary?
No, but we do realise he is busy, so we don't mind, really.
Okay, that's all right, then. That's all right. So, are you adept at baking some scones, Grandma Mary?
Yes, I have been known for baking good scones.
Okay, and what would you say would be a big hint or a tip that you could give us?
You lift your hands out of the bowl when you've got your ingredients in to get some air into the flour.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You sift your flour in, and I always use unsalted butter.
Unsalted butter, sift the flour in, lift your hands out when you're mixing it with your hands as well. Yes. So you would rather...
You get the flour out, so you're getting air into it, and you have to soften your unsalted butter just a little bit so it mixes in.
Okay.
And then I use free-range eggs and milk, and then when you actually... you've rolled your... dough out and you've got it to the right thickness, make it quite thick, quite high.
Hmm.
And when you use your cutters, instead of, don't turn them round, put them straight down and put your hand on them to make a clean cut.
That's great because advice.
Yeah.
That gives you a better shape.
I'm
so
liking
you put
this.
Them on your pre-buttered baking tray in a hot oven. And I usually do mine about 12 to 13 minutes. Take them out, put them on a rack.
Yeah.
And put a very slightly damp tea towel on them.
Okay.
And that stops them going dry.
A slightly damp tea towel.
That'd be quite
These
a good
great
tip.
Because
I've got to make them Thursday night, so
you've got to keep them
for
moist.
Friday morning. So I've got good. To keep them moist.
Yeah.
Good. Yes, just a very slightly damp clean tea towel on the top, and then when they are a bit cool, in fact, eat them. Start eating them with plenty of unsalted butter on them, and they'll be absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I'm already hungry. I'm already hungry. Would you suggest a savoury scone, or would you suggest more of a sweet-based scone?
Well, that's just the ordinary scone. If you leave the fruit out, you know, you've got your recipe. I like them a plain Devonshire scone with clotted cream and jam.
Oh, yes.
And I've actually got my favourite scone is apricot scones.
Very nice, okay.
And you don't put an egg in that, it's just milk and chopped up apricots and ground almonds, which actually make it quite a moist scone. And you can, if you make an 8-ounce amount of flour, you could actually eat the scones as soon as they've come out of the oven because they're so nice.
These
and Joseph will have had those.
Oh. Yeah, I have had them in the past. I've always liked your scones, actually.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want any shenanigans now. Obviously, this is your gran. I don't want you to be popping around to Grandma's on Thursday night now. that would be wrong. So he's got to be banned, Grandma Mary, from coming around on Thursday night.
But his girlfriend is quite good, and she can bake, so she'll have all the equipment there.
Yeah.
You approve of his girlfriend?
Very much so, yes. And actually, Joseph, as we call him, Joseph is an excellent cook.
Oh, really?
Really, yes.
I am a good cook. Oh. I'm not so good at baking, though. It's a different skill.
It is.
No, I did actually teach his younger brother. I'd helped him with all his baking things for his exams.
Oh, wow.
And he used to experiment. He made scones and all sorts of things.
Well, listen, we really appreciate your time this morning, Grandma Mary. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. And I basically just want you to bake us some scones now, really, and bring them in. So I'll be more than happy with that. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we'll see you very soon, hopefully. Joseph, have you got something to say for your grandma?
Yeah, I'll be up for some scones soon. Yeah. Basically.
You won't, because your granddad's in hospital next week, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Right,
yeah,
you
yeah.
will
well,
be
on. Well, I'll be round to see granddad anyway next week.
Yeah.
Good boy. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Yorkshire. The only way to wake up. In the morning.